KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station.
Good morning. It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday, and something big is happening today in the world of sports.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The World Cup. Yeah.
The World Cup is going on right now.
Yeah.
And, Ed, I know that you are representing your Argentine team.
My family background is Argentine. Yeah. So the deal is this, is that the World Cup is huge.
Yeah, and I don't get it. So for someone like me,
right,
who doesn't get soccer,
right,
and how big it is, explain it.
Well, okay, yeah. Generally, you're right. It's not huge here in the United States, but it's all over the world, man. People just have it's intrinsically placed in their blood, man. With us, my story, my parents came out here in the 50s from Argentina. At that time in Argentina, it was a lot of political strife. My parents were journalists, smart people, but had to leave. So they left Argentina, came here. They came here the right way. They filed ahead, all of that stuff, right? And when you get here from another country and you don't speak the language, no matter how smart you are in your country, what are you here, man? You become a maid, you become a waiter, which is exactly what my parents did. So they became workers here in the United States, when in Argentina they had been, you know, they were pretty smart journalists and stuff. But anyway, language barrier does that. The thing that they had, the thing they brought with them was part of their culture was soccer. And they, through them, we got our love, the kids. We were four of us. The kids got our love for soccer. And again, in 1966, you couldn't just catch World Cup soccer on TV. So my dad would drive us from New York, where you couldn't find it anywhere, to Florida, the only place there was a heavy Latino population at the time, and watch the World Cup on a big satellite screen, they would call it. Yeah. So we would make the trek from New York to Florida and back in a car, all six of us piled in there for soccer. So we got that love of soccer. All the kids just got that love of soccer from my parents. And every 4 years, the tournament would come up, and Argentina is a fairly strong nation in soccer. And every 4 years, we would be pretty successful. And it just became this love, this thing that we all had to be together for every 4 years. And I'm sure that my story isn't singular. I'm sure that this happens to families all across the world. But every 4 years, anyway, we would have to be together. And if we weren't in the same city, as I got older, I moved. So we would be together on the phone during the games, you know, and
that is a cool story.
And now I find, you know, I'm older. Half my family is gone. I don't have my parents. I don't have an older sister. So now from the original core of six, it's just my brother, my sister and myself. So for us, it's hanging on to not just the game, but it's hanging on to that family.
So, yeah. So, absolutely. Yeah. So it's like you guys are all back in the 60s in the car together.
It's like, yeah, exactly.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? That's just beautiful. Now I understand. I can get behind something like that, brother.
Right on.
All right. So let's all root for Argentina today. Who are they playing?
They play Nigeria, and Argentina's been sucking these first two games.
They have to win this.
They gotta win
out
today. Yeah, or they're out. So yeah.
Okay. I was listening to a really fun podcast about a guy who used to make up, he'd just make up games on the spot. He's Peruvian, and he would, you know, just, it became a thing where he could go on stage. He started doing it with his families,
right.
But then it was so great that he could go on stage and just make up calling a soccer game.
That's
and
a
it
talent.
Was brilliant.
That's
yeah.
a skill, man. That's a skill.
KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. Let us know who you're rooting for in the World Cup. 949-715-5936.